This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has boarded the Reform Express and emerged as a center of global attention. Mr. Modi shared his thoughts in an article posted on social media today. The Prime Minister said today the world sees India with hope and confidence and is appreciating the pace of progress which has been accelerated with next generation reforms in the country. Mr. Modi added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. The Prime Minister said 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for India as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors which have added momentum to the country's growth journey. He said that the government modernized institutions, simplified governance and strengthened the foundations for long-term inclusive growth. Prime Minister Modi today interacted with eminent economists and sectoral experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi and sought their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2026-27. The meeting served as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, dedicated the year 2025 to governance reforms which aimed at ensuring ease of living and ease of working. Mr. Singh was addressing a year-end press conference in New Delhi today.
This was a year which was dedicated to governance reforms for ease of living. And when you have to aim at ease of living, obviously those who are assigned to facilitate this task should also have ease of working. So simultaneously, there was also a very conscious attempt to provide a work-friendly environment for the various officials in the different departments and the ministries. And of course, the underlying theme continued to be what it was in the beginning of this government in 2014, that is maximum governance, minimum government.
Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the West Bengal government prioritizes providing land for infiltrators over allocating land for border fencing. He also claimed that development in the state has been stalled due to a culture of cut money extortion and communal appeasement. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Kolkata to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose hoisting the Azad Hind flag in Port Blair. Early in the day, addressing a press conference in Kolkata, Home Minister claimed that BJP will form government with two-third majority in the state after winning the West Bengal Assembly election next year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed deep concern over reports on the alleged Ukraine attack on the residence of the Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted the ongoing diplomatic efforts remain the most viable path towards ending hostilities and achieving lasting peace. The Prime Minister urged all concerned parties to remain focused on these efforts and to avoid any actions that could undermine them. Meanwhile, Russia's Minister of Defense said the nuclear-capable Oreshnik missile system has entered the active service. The Defense Ministry said a brief ceremony was held to mark the occasion in neighboring Belarus, where the missiles have been deployed. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will visit Dhaka tomorrow to attend the funeral of former Prime Minister of Bangladesh and Chairperson of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, Begum Khalida Zia. Dr. Jaishankar will represent the government of the people of India at the funeral of Begum Khalida Zia. Dense fog conditions in the northern parts of the country impacted train and flight operations today. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, over 20 Delhi-bound trains are running more than 3 hours late. As per the Delhi airport, 118 flights have been cancelled today due to foggy weather and poor visibility. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very dense fog conditions during morning and night hours, likely to prevail over Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Delhi till tomorrow. In women's cricket, India were 5-1 in 1 overs against Sri Lanka in the 5th and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, where reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bowl. Harmanpreet Kaur led the women in blue, already leading the 5-match series with an unassailable lead of 4-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.